Hey, we got fire specialist Keith Murphy from the Department of Natural Resources back on the show with us. Keith, you've had a pretty quiet summer so far.
Yes, definitely, Adam. It's really been quiet. I think we had one fire that we responded to in June, and we haven't responded to any fires in July yet. And, well, today's the last day of July, so fingers crossed we won't have anything.
Right, right. It's kind of where I was going because it seems like every time we go through a stretch where there's no fires and then things dry out, people, they just don't remember not to be careless, you know, because you haven't really had to worry about it for so long.
Yeah, yeah. It's been, you know, probably two months since I last talked to you even, and it's just been quiet with all the rain we've been getting. And like you said, now we've got a good dry stretch coming here now, and the west end of the UP is drying out quite quickly, and we're not super concerned yet, but we are a little concerned that we don't get any moisture over that way, and you get some of these pop-up thunderstorms that possibly could come through. We're going to be running some lightning fires before too long.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about the lightning fires. Of course, that's huge out west, but you don't think about it around the Upper Peninsula too much. And okay, so we got a handful of days here that have been really hot, really dry, and it looks like, you know, we got a lot of people out and about in the woods, a lot of campers right now. What can you remind them to do just to kind of curb the possibility of starting a forest fire?
The best thing is everybody's having campfires or you know, having a fire to cook, you know, cook out on a shore lunch or something. And you just got to make sure that that campfire is out cold completely. Wet it down if you got a bucket of water near a stream or something, and you know, turn the unburnt logs, turn them over, roll them over, make sure you wet all sides of them, and then stir up that ash pit as best you can, because this is the time now, you know, we're talking about how dry it is and the drought, a little bit setting in. That fire could sit there and smolder in the ground for weeks and then pop up on the right day. So just got to make sure if you're doing any campfires, any burning, you know, yard debris burning type stuff, you got to make sure that's completely out. Soak it down real good and keep soaking it. Just don't do that quick little dump of a 5-gallon bucket and call it good. You got to make sure and stir everything up and make sure everything is cool to the touch.
Well, remind folks again, if they're going to have a fire, you know, outside of obviously campground fire pits, that they do need to get a fire permit, right? A burning permit.
Yeah, a burn permit for any of that. You know, if you have a cooking or warming fire, you know, that's not considered under the burn permit policy. You can have a fire for cooking and stuff like that. But if you're burning any, you know, yard debris or you know, you got a tree that came down in your yard or something and you want to burn the brush, come off of that tree, you need to check the burn permit website or call the 800 number, and it'll show if you're allowing burning or if we're holding it till after 6 p.m. Eastern or if we're not allowing burning at all. So it's just burn restrictions. It's not a burn ban by any means, but it could be restricted. And for today and until we get some good moisture, we'll be restricting them probably for the week here until we get that good rain that's forecasted to come in on Thursday.
What is the website, and do you know the 800 number?
Yes, the website is michigan.gov/DNR, and when it gets there, the state of Michigan will pop up, and then you click on that state of Michigan icon there, and it'll go to the burn permit page, and then you just click on your county. A lot of people just look at the colors and say, oh, we can't burn, but you should click on the county, and, you know, if it pops up orange, you still might be able to burn, but that'll be held until after 6 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you click on the county. Just don't look at the color of your county. And the 800 number is 866-922-BURN or 2876.
Excellent. Keith Murphy, can you hang around? And we'll keep talking a little bit about fire prevention and what folks can do to prevent wildfires and forest fires.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll continue in our next Outdoor Report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.